My genius flows out in intuition. My genius flows out in intuition. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My intuition is expressed and expressing my genius at all times, but my genius flows out in my intuition. How does my genius flow out in my intuition? How do I express myself in my intuition? How do I express myself in the allness that I am? How do I let go and be the divine that I am at all times? How can I flow forth into my life as the magical person that I am? How can I do that? Well, it's a good thought. How can I do that? My genius wants to fly forward at all times in me. My genius wants to pop out at all times in me. And as my genius wants to fly out at all times in me, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to run with it. I'm ready to jump with it. I'm ready to be my genius and let it be me at all times. Now, how can I let that happen? How can I know that's going to happen? How can I demonstrate my genius in me at all times? How can I really understand how I am as a genius? Well, I have ideas that come into my mind all the time. And these ideas that come into my mind are always waiting for me to put them to work. Always waiting for me to bring them out and express them. When I was a kid, I drew pictures of cars. And the simplest way to draw a picture of a car was to have sort of an oblong circle. And the oblong circle was just an oblong circle. And the upper part of the circle had the windows in it, and the front part of the circle had the windshield, and the back part of the circle had the rear window. And the wheels just sort of fit right underneath the edge of the circle. And the car drove just beautifully in my consciousness. And I had that car as a lovely car for a long time. Perhaps many others have had that too. But as that car was in my mind, it was always in my mind as the ideal car. And now, sometime later, that car is demonstrated everywhere on the road. That car is shown as the Volkswagen bus, the first one that came out, as sort of an oblong circle that had the wheels chucked down the sides, and it was just a very fine little vehicle. And then it came out as many other types of cars, too. But all these cars wanted to be a little different. They wanted to put a little bit of special design here and special design there. And as time goes on, these special designs will disappear. And my original car of that extended bubble is going to be found to be the ideal car. Now, why do I say it's going to be the ideal car? Because in my mind, in my genius thinking, that is how I designed it to be. My genius flows out in intuition. My genius flows out in my imagination. My genius flows out in all the possibilities that I could ever wonder. Now, am I saying that my intuitive design of a car, my intuitive design of a car, say, 100 years ago, is as equally effective and present today as it was then? And will it be as equally effective 100 years from now as it is now? Why is it that genius sometimes stumbles over the very things that are its simplest capacity to function in? Why is it that genius sometimes gets in the way? Well, it's not that genius gets in the way. It's that we, who look at our genius and we think, that's a strange, crazy idea. That's a strange and crazy concept that I cannot conceive how it's going to work. And many of our great scientists have had beautiful ideas and they could not conceive how it's going to work and they gave up on it. They just set it aside and left it for another time. When we get a beautiful, creative, imaginative idea in our genius flowing out, we don't always know it's our genius, but when we get these beautiful, imaginative, creative ideas that are something that a child would have, and how wise that child is, if we get something like that, and then we just think about it, we put it in the back of our mind, we don't tell other people about it. We just put it in our inner thinking, and we give it a little attention, and we just, from time to time, go back to it, and from time to time, we doodle on it, drawing a picture of it as we see it to be, and little by little, the idea, the genius, unfolds in our own intuition as something magical, wonderful, and beautiful. It folds in our intuition as something that we think of as exciting, something that we think of as no one would ever believe that that's a possibility, and yet we're doing it. Scientists have come up with many conclusions, and their conclusions are on developing strains of animals, developing strains of food, going away from what nature has provided us with, and trying to come up with new aspects, new genius ideas. And sometimes they're pretty far out. And sometimes they die a budding, not allowing themselves to come to fruition. But many times they reveal themselves as something very special and very wonderful. If I allow my genius to flow through my intuition into reality, if I take any of the crazy mixed-up ideas that I have that I call my genius, and I think about them, and I give them the opportunity to express themselves, they will come forth as something most unusual, most remarkable, most exciting. And as they come through as something most unusual, remarkable, and exciting, what's going to happen? It is mine now. It is something that is going to delight the world. It is something that's going to be accepted by everyone, perhaps not at first, but ultimately accepted by everyone. For we are all pure. We are all ideal. We are all wonderful. Our original thought, our original purity and integrity is so magnificent that we have clouded it over with ideas that tell us that we can't do it. They've clouded it over with ideas that tell us it's impossible to carry such an idea forward. And in reality, it's not impossible to carry it forward. It's not impossible to do it. It's only that we have allowed ourselves to think that it's something that will be very difficult to do. Do we want to do that? I shouldn't think so. I should think that we want to let our mind, let our thought, let our genius be revealed through our intuition. Let it flow forth in magic and wonder and all of the goodness that it is. And as we let it flow forth, as we let our genius out of the box, wonderful things happen. It won't always be understood, but it'll always be fun, and it'll always be exciting. So today, you and I can be the magic thinkers, the genius thinkers, and we can come up with ideas that the world had never dreamed of. And yet, they've always been there, waiting for us to reveal them in our everyday experience, in the fun of being ourselves and letting our intuition flood forth. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day of creativity. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. And I love me, I love me, I love me. And I like me, I like me, I like me.